indifference is not an option. Only outspoken insistence that drug use will not be tolerated. Everyone is obligated to become hysterical at the mere thought of drug use, just as office workers in 1934 were obligated to scream curses like Pavlov's frothing dogs, or when the enemy leader appeared on screen, and they'd better scream loud and scream ugly. I remember during the Mike Bell flap, eyewitness news was going around telling the streets, you know, picking mics and everybody's faces. Well, I think that making the money they do, they should be serving as an example. Now, she gets plenty of mic time. And here's a black cat working on some underground cables, straightens up and says, I think if someone uses drugs, it's his own business. Boy, did they get that mic out of his face. He didn't even get the word out. Freedom of the press to say what they want to hear and call it the voice of the people. You're a test. Our pioneer ancestors were kissing their graves. Thought of urine tests to decide whether a man is competent to do his job. The measure of competence is performance. When told that General Grant had a drinking problem, Lincoln said, find out what brand of whiskey he drinks and distribute it to the other generals. Dr. Halstead, one of the great American surgeons, who introduced antiseptic procedures at a time when surgeons, far from donning rubber gloves, did not even wash their hands. And the death rate from post-operative infection ran up to 80%. Well, he was a lifelong morphine addict, but he could still hack it and hack it good. And he lost no patience because of his personal habit. In those good old days, a man's personal habits were personal and private. Now even a citizen's blood and urine are subject to arbitrary seizure and search. Why, the world's greatest detective could not have survived a urine test. Which is it this time, Holmes, cocaine, or morphine? What's...